you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The White Sox they play in a division where one other team, the Twins, did not make the playoffs. But not only did everyone else make the playoffs, they're all left. They are all alive, and one of them will be in the at least in the championship series, perhaps two teams.
Well, I think when you see what the Tigers and the Royals did yesterday, it should give some hope to teams that are rebuilding on the way back. It will give hope to teams that feel like they're out of it at the deadline next summer, because what the Tigers did is extraordinary. And what the Royals did is no less extraordinary because of where they came from in 2023.
Right.
More than 100 losses. Now here they are advancing in the playoffs after beating a really good Oriole team that spent the summer thinking they were destined to go to the ALCS.
And we had talked about that and picked them to do well. And I told you, I got a buddy who's got friends that all decided the Sox are going to stink. We're getting on the Orioles bandwagon. I have a lot of friends that are following the Orioles. I got a buddy out there. I cannot tell you how deflating it is for them to have suffered their 10th straight playoff exit. It's extraordinary.
I think people in Chicago might be able to relate to that a little bit.
This young team that looked like they were world beaters, they end up getting eliminated like that. Well, it's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. I guess if you are in an Oriole fan group chat, the one thing that you would come away with, number one, you're devastated because you thought all summer this was going to be your year. But also, this is not the last that you've heard from this group.
No.
I don't know that they have a lot of drastic changes, but they have as much good young talent as any team in baseball. They're going to have to replace Corbin Burns, but this is maybe something that will stick with them and make them better down the road. It's hard to rationalize it the day after you get ousted by a team that you should have beaten.
I know you're desperate to get rid of Garrett Crochet. If he's going to be traded, that's a good team.
Au contraire.
For him to wind up with.
I want the White Sox to do what they can to possibly. I would be on board with keeping
that,
him.
But
if you're going to trade him, that's a good place to start your first call that you make if you're Chris Getz.
Yes.
They have young talent.
Can you wait for them to call?
No. No.
Okay. All right.
Everybody knows the dynamic in Chicago. Once you begin to get to the point where you are entertaining or trying to deal in a month or so after the World Series, that's when things start to happen in terms of conversations.
Get all hotted up.
Yeah, a little bit. That's a team that makes sense. The Tigers and the Royals are remarkable postseason stories.
They really are.
And I don't know which one is more remarkable. I would think right now it's the Tigers. I would think right now it's the team managed by A.J. Hinch, the would-be manager of the White Sox, according to the press release that wasn't.
Oh, boy.
Sorry. Did you see what happened? So there are a couple really statistical oddities about the Tigers.
Yes.
They are the fourth team to win a playoff series after being 10 or more games back after at least 110 games.
Wow.
Let me tell you the other three. The 1964 Cardinals, the 1969 Mets, and the 2011 Cardinals. You know what all three of those teams had in common?
They won.
They won the World Series.
Yeah.
Now, is this Tiger team destined to win the World Series? Could you see that happening?
I will not say no after watching. Not only did they win, but they went on the road and they beat a team that had been, what, seven straight ALCSs?
Who are these guys?
Well, that is one of the things that I heard A.J. Hinch say, is that basically no one knows no one knows what our strengths are on a given night, and no one knows what our weaknesses are.
And to that end, their combined payroll of their 26-man playoff roster, according to SpotRac, is $18.8 million. Mm. They just beat a team with Josh Hader as a closer, whose closer makes $19 million himself.
Yeah, I mean,
that's crazy.
Here in Chicago, we don't know if Cody Bellinger is going to pick up the player option for $27 million, right? No. I mean, it's just insane what they got a great pitcher, and we all know who he is. Other than that, they are a very sort of obvious sort of group of players. They got 11 guys in the bullpen that were available to them yesterday that I'm not sure anybody knows any of them.
I think you're right. Yeah. Now, Skubal is going to win the Cy Young.
Yes.
And he should. And you look at the rest of the no-name Tigers, and you start to wonder, who are these guys? Justin Verlander in the building, in the ballpark, when the Tigers are celebrating, but he's playing for the Astros. He's not a Tiger anymore. I mean, you recognize him. You recognize the Astros. They're the team that should be advancing because they do every October. But, boy, that was really something.
Am I wrong to think, though, that the Royals was a more bizarre – you know, the Tigers won. And I'm not – I mean, the Royals obviously won two games. But they won a game 1-0, and then they won a game 2-1.
Pitching, I mean, defense, but that's, fundamentals.
It's,
you're right.
Unbelievable.
Which you think was more responsible, the way the Royals played or the way the Orioles didn't hit?
They didn't hit.
I mean, that team is got off. It's got offense galore, but they didn't hit.
Not net
one run in two games.
Two game series.
I think you got to give credit to the Royals for shutting them down. That's the
incredible.
That's the takeaway. This is a team that
I'll give them credit that they shut down the Yankees.
Well, their season is made, whether they get swept by the Yankees or not.
Ditto with Detroit.
Tigers and the Royals have made their seasons by winning a playoff series. And you look at the Royals, a year ago at this time, they were figuring out what to do after a 106-loss season. They were worse than the 2023 White Sox. Think about that. They were worse than the Sox last season. And now here they are, dispatching the Orioles and moving on, getting ready for Aaron Judge and Juan Soto.
Bobby Witt. Junior.
You have to have a star.
He's a star.
We talk about the Jed Hoyer takeaway and every team.
Him. Yeah.
You have to have a star, somebody you can build around and you're excited to see each and every day can carry you. That's a good fundamentally sound baseball team with a relatively anonymous manager.
I was worried about your Brewers, but they came from behind and they won that game, and we'll see game three.
All right, I got it.
Crucial game three tonight.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
I'm backing up. I got to change my take here.
Uh-oh.
Because I found myself last night. So they flash Murph in the dugout.
Yeah.
And it was before the big home run. And it was, like, tense. And I was thinking, no, I don't really want the Brewers season to end now. I think I got to back that up. Can I have a moment of weakness yesterday when I was like, oh, these Brewers. And now I kind of want them to beat the Mets.
Yeah.
I want them to move on. Beep, beep, beep.
It doesn't surprise me.
Can I change?
That you want to do that.
Why?
Well, because you know the manager.
I know. So I found myself
so
like.
You have an emotional attachment.
I regretted coming out against the Brewers yesterday morning. I felt like it was a moment of weakness, and I saw them last night, and I was like, I really want them to come back. I don't want their season to be over. I don't care what that means to the Cubs. Go Murph. Go Brewers. So now I feel better.
Good. I'm pleased for you.
Now they're going to lose.
Well, now you just put the Malecki on them. I don't know if that
only
matters.
Only game going today, right?
Yes.
Tonight.
They play tonight. 7:30, I believe.
Is Mets, right? Brewers.
What are you shaking
winner take? Winner takes all.
You do have a microphone.
Many things, but the 6:08, first pitch, 6:08.
What do you mean many
6:08.
Things?
6:08.
Okay. Go Brewers?
I had a moment. I'm telling you, I'm backing up.
Yeah.
I
mean,
this is a series really hard for Cub fans, by the way. Mets, Brewers.
You want to know what's going to be hard for Cub fans?
That's a tough one.
You want to know what's going to be hard for Cub fans tonight if it happens? Fast forward, 14 hours. Jose Quintana shutting down the Brewers and moving on. So are you glad the Brewers are out, or are you... Are you lamenting that Jose Quintana couldn't do that in 2017, the last time you won a playoff game?
Well, the one thing that Jose Quintana supposedly can do is beat the Brewers. And Jose Quintana and the Brewers actually favored slightly tonight, according to our friends at Circus Sports Illinois. They're favored. The road team is favored with Jose Quintana on the mound up in Milwaukee. Interesting.
That is interesting. I think a lot of people are like, Jose Quintana, he's still pitching? He had a good he won 13 games 2 years in a row for the Cubs. People are never going to be happy with that trade in retrospect, but think about that.
Maybe it worked out.
The year they made that deal is the last time the Cubs won a playoff game. That's a long time ago. Anyway, Brewers-Mets tonight. Looking forward to that. Go Brew Crew. Sorry, Dustin. Go Brewers.
Are you going to get on the slide and David comes down instead of...
I'm going to beep, beep.
I know you're not a hot dog guy, David, but you did do it for the team once.
I would, yeah.
Are you? What about a? Are you going to celebrate with a brat?
I'd go
later?
With a brat tonight.
Yeah, okay.
I'd go with a brat.
Mitch,
and a beer.
Maybe Mitch. Mitch is such a good guy. He might even bring us. He might go up to the brat stop and bring you some back. That's how Mitch is. He's such a
good
guy.
I'd go brat
like
and a beer if the Brewers are celebrating tonight. Right, yeah. I'd send Murph a text after he's got his champagne goggles on, and he'd probably return the text at 2 a.m. like he did last time. They celebrate. They know how to have a good time there. That's a good team. Clutch. Boy. That was playoff baseball.
That was good baseball.
The pinch hit homer.
You just haven't seen that baseball has been pretty good. But I watched a lot of that Padres game and I kind of came away with, nah.
Really?
Yeah, they did a good job, but they had
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
You'd be jacked about that. I mean, you picked that team.
I know, but I thought they were good, but they weren't great. And I got a feeling they're gonna get Ohtani'd.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I hope I'm wrong.
I'm kind of thinking they might. I think the Dodgers, for obvious reasons, are dangerous. So I think that the Brewers may. I'm sorry, the Padres kept me. I'm thinking
yes,
Brewers.
Sorry.
The Padres, with
the
all that talent, may run into.
Brewers, your team.
A buzzsaw. But at the same time, the Padres have pitching. And these playoffs are up for grabs. You never quite know.
Yeah, pitching is, it's a very important quality to have. Quality pitching in the playoffs. I don't know how many teams really have it.
Can I ask a question about the overall, it's a big picture question, and it bothered me last night when I was thinking about this a little bit. I don't know that I like this playoff format.
Yeah, I. It's funny you say that.
I don't know.
I saw a statistic that if you win the first game of this round, you're like 9-0, or you win. Since they've started, if you win the first game, you do win the series. And I wouldn't mind seeing that kind of.
I have to go back, and I was find myself searching last night when they reintroduced this or implemented this. What was the rationale in having
money?
Three straight home games?
The rationale was just getting more money.
What's unfair about 1-1-1?
It's too much travel. It's too much, you're interrupting every game. You can't just go. The idea is to just get the series over.
Yeah, I suppose. But if it creates the possibility or increases the likelihood of a fluke. The Orioles losing the way they did feels fluky to me. But
they were at home, David.
Yeah.
But they couldn't score a run. I think 2-1 would be more fair. They travel all the time in baseball. There's no reason that today's game could not be in New York. No reason. I think the third game should go back to the team that has played the first two games on the road.
When's the last time you flew to New York? That just sounds like such a pain in the case.
But, Dustin, so you're suggesting that the team that is the lowest seed gets the advantage of having game 3 on its home field. That doesn't make any sense either.
But they've already forced a game three. So that's the team that was favored, the team that had the better year. Well, so you like the one and done better? You talk about fluky. I mean, one and done in baseball.
No, I don't like the one and done better.
What would you suggest?
I'm wondering either five games or 1-1-1.
I think the thing about baseball, the amazing thing about baseball, is that if you have Ohtani, then you're more likely to win than anyone else. If you have Ohtani, he's more likely to be the star. But over a three-game set, let's say, over seven maybe he does arrive, over a three-game series, you could have some schlub outplay Ohtani. It happens all the time. Guy can't do it over the course of a season, can't do it over 100 games. But over a couple? Yeah,
that can happen in baseball. That's what I don't know if I'm comfortable with, the role of variance.
Oh, here you go.
I'm just saying.
But then would you have to move the world's, in all seriousness, and I think this is another good topic.
Yes, if you would have to move the
World Series would have, not only would you have to move it, but it would have to be moved to a neutral site with a dome stadium that would rotate around like the Super Bowl. Because of weather. I mean, I'm just saying, as it stands right now, if the World Series goes to a Game 7, that's November the 2nd.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I don't want to prolong the season. I think it just bothers me that there are these three-game series. It's like the Tigers last weekend when they finished their year on the South Side. In Detroit when the Sox played the Tigers. Yeah. They lost 2-3 to the Sox.
Yes.
Does that make any sense? They're the best – hottest team right now in baseball.
Well,
when they won the first game
they were in, right?
So they kind of relaxed. But the point being, in a three-game series, this can be such a fluky occurrence that I don't know if you have the best teams or the hottest teams. Maybe that's the case every year, but I don't like having three straight home games in the same ballpark to decide the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand you saying that, but I think that there is no way of traveling without taking a day off. I mean, you're expanding the time frame you'd need for a series if you throw a travel day in.
I would rather, I think, be challenged by the travel demands than I would be by the possibility of spending 3 days as a visiting team in a
Here's the problem with that. The problem is that instead of taking 3 days, it takes 4 days. Okay, so that means that whatever team had already won and is the better team and is sitting there waiting to play, now you've got the rust and rest thing going mm-hmm. with them too. So you're impacting. Yeah, the idea is for this to be over in two, frankly, and all but one are. And so you got one extra game, and you may as well play it there because otherwise you're waiting too long to get the next series started.
Then do it this way. The lower seed gets the first home game, game one, and then you play two and three.
Still the same problem. It's still 4 days.
I know, but this doesn't seem...
No rest. Uh-uh. No off day.
No, you can't. But I'm saying if you have a travel day, you can't play.
But I would not allow a travel day.
No travel day.
Well, then you can't travel.
They do it all the time.
No, but he's saying like you play tonight in New York. Is mm-hmm. that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah. So I'm saying they do that all the time.
They had to go get on a plane last night.
Yes.
That's just like they do it all the regular season.
Just like a regular season.
Or how about this? You want to get crazy? If we're going to get crazy?
Let's get crazy.
Add two more teams.
Yeah.
No buys.
Here we go.
No buys.
I'm closer
because
to that.
If you make it five-game series, the two teams that have a bye, that's like a spring break.
But I think what my five-game series plan would include
two more
teams.
Two more wild card
teams.
Yes. Okay? And then a neutral site for the World Series.
You say that, Dustin, but then, and David used the word variance. Let's say that momentum matters all of a sudden. Look at what's going on with Detroit. So you add another two teams, and then the equivalent of the Detroit Tigers wipe out the Yankees before they even get going, despite all that they've done, everything that's happened all year long. or the Dodgers have the best record in baseball, they're gone. Yeah. They got eliminated.
It just happened in Baltimore with a pretty good Oriole team.
Right.
There's no perfect system. I just found myself very unsettled about having a playoff series and all of at the same venue. It just doesn't seem like it would be fair. Even though the visiting teams have done quite well, I don't think I want to have that as the standard. I would like want to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, I think you're trying too hard to be fair. I think it's, you know, you played the season. That's the fair. Should have done better in the season.
Okay.
But, I mean, again, it's one game. And it would just, I don't want to throw the clock off. And I also don't want to get a result, which what you're saying is you're playing three games. Yeah, they do it all the time. So then you start the playoffs. Then you go for four.
Yep, that'd be the grind.
Yeah, that'd be
October's a grind.
You know, you got to rain out, and then the Mets play a couple.
It's not easy winning a pennant.
Well, you don't have to make it impossible either. You would have them play. So what would it be then? Six games in 4 days. That's what you're proposing.
Well, the Braves and the Mets, if the Mets get eliminated tonight, are going
cities.
To have quite an argument to make
four different
about
cities.
Getting postponed to Monday because they would have had one hellacious week because of circumstances outside their control. But they play the doubleheader on Monday to determine who's in the postseason and where. And then they both continue series, and Braves get eliminated by the Padres. The Mets are on the verge of elimination tonight against the Brew Crew. Go Brewers.
All right. David's chosen a side.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.